It's Midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Hong Kong and San Francisco. Coming up on the programme, after the Japanese trade deal with the US, reports that an agreement with the European Union is now very near. Coming in just ahead of Washington's August the 1st deadline. Also today, how algae is damaging the fishing industry in Australia. Iran struggles under a heatwave that makes normal life and business impossible. Also, the push for children's films to save Hollywood. And the gaming industry facing censorship through pressure from financial services providers. That's Business Matters here on the BBC, coming up after the latest BBC News.
BBC World News, I'm Tom Dewsbury. Hello. The White House has rejected a Wall Street Journal report claiming President Trump had been told his name appeared in files related to the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The US newspaper alleged the Justice Department had informed Mr. Trump he'd been told by an official in May that he'd been identified in the files. Naomi Iqbal reports.
For nearly 2 weeks, the Jeffrey Epstein saga has consumed the White House in a way that the president doesn't want. And now the Wall Street Journal claims that the U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi told Mr. Trump in May that his name appeared in Justice Department files about Epstein. The BBC has not been able to independently verify the allegation. The White House has dismissed it as fake news. The president has not been accused of wrongdoing related to Epstein, but for years he stoked conspiracy theories that the convicted sex offender might not have killed himself and was in possession of a list of powerful figures involved in crimes.
The World Health Organization's demanded full access for aid into Gaza, as well as a ceasefire, describing the situation there as man-made mass starvation. Its head, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said a large proportion of Gaza's population was starving because of Israel's blockade of the territory. His words follow a warning by over 100 aid agencies that civilians in Gaza are wasting away. The latest round of talks between Russia and Ukraine in Istanbul have ended after less than an hour without any major announcements. Both sides say they agreed to work towards the exchange of more military and civilian prisoners. Vitaly Shevchenko is in the Turkish city.
The Ukrainian team said that they're still trying to get Russia to agree to a full and comprehensive ceasefire lasting at least a month. And another priority for the Ukrainians is still a meeting between Volodymyr Zelensky and Vladimir Putin. Instead, the Russian team of negotiators said that it's too early to organize that, and the teams focused on humanitarian issues such as further prisoner exchanges.
Thousands of people have taken part in protests in Kyiv for the second day running to denounce a new law signed by President Volodymyr Zelensky. They say legislation signed on Tuesday undermines Ukraine's anti-corruption agencies. Charlotte Gallagher reports.
The Ukrainian leader is under attack after stripping two anti-corruption agencies of their independence and bringing them under his control. He says Russian collaborators had infiltrated them, but these protesters don't believe him and worry that corruption will flourish with the changes. President Zelensky has said he is listening and will draft a new law to ensure the strength of the law enforcement system. For many, this isn't enough. The European Union has also warned that financial support to Ukraine depends on transparency and democracy.
World News from the BBC. The world's top court has cleared the way for countries to sue each other over climate change, including historical emissions of planet-warming gases. The non-binding ruling, which legal experts say could have far-reaching consequences, came in a case led by the Pacific nation of Vanuatu. The island's climate minister told the BBC the ruling had gone further than expected and laid down clear guidelines. The electric car maker Tesla's reported another steep drop in profits. They fell by 16% in the last quarter compared with the same time last year. It's the second consecutive quarter in which the US firm suffered falling profits. The company's faced stiffer competition as well as a consumer backlash over the political activities of its boss, Elon Musk. In football, Spain are through to the final of the Women's Euro 2025 tournament. They beat Germany 1-0 in Zurich. The only goal of the game was scored late in extra time. Ailey Barber reports.
It took 113 minutes to decide this semi-final between the eight-time winners Germany and current world champion Spain. And it was Spain, through their two-time Ballon d'Or winner, who found the moment of magic. Aitana Bonmatí letting the ball go through her legs before spinning in behind and firing her side into the final. A first ever win for Spain against a German team who battled to the last second and into the first ever European final. It is onwards to Basel for a rerun of the World Cup final, Spain against England on Sunday.
And conservationists say they've rediscovered the world's smallest known snake, decades after it was thought to have become extinct. The Barbados thread snake, so small it can fit on a coin. Fully grown, it reaches a maximum of 10 centimetres in length. The snake is blind, burrows in the ground, eats termites and ants, and lays a single egg. Its rediscovery in a forest on the Caribbean island was reported by a non-profit conservation group. From London, that's your very latest BBC World News.